Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, Scalia says court upholding traffic stops based on anonymous tip, a freedom-destroying cocktail. He also has attacked Sotomayor. He faults her for doubly shameful suggestion that Michigan voters are racist for voting to end affirmative action. IRS revokes conservative groups' tax-exempt status over anti-Clinton statements, but Reverend Wright can have his tax exemption and talk about banning the Second Amendment and GDing America and all the rest of it. It's just incredible. That is all coming up. The latest on the Russia situation is U.S. troops begin massing in and around Russia. Dutch scramble fighter jets after Russian bombers approach. AP, the Dutch Defense Department, says several NATO member countries scrambled jets today after a pair of Russian bomber planes approached the airspace over the North Sea. The Dutch ministry identified the planes as two Russian Tu-95 Bears and said it had launched two F-16s and a Volkl air base to intercept them. The Russian jets were escorted by aircraft from the Netherlands, Britain, and Denmark until they departed. So that's the ongoing escalation, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing here, we're going to get more into exclusive. Texas AG Abbott to BLM, come and take it. That's from Breitbart. Republicans warn BLM eyeing land grab along Texas border. We have the official letter up on Infowars.com from the Attorney General. We'll try to get him on the show. I know he's been on years ago, back when he was a state rep. So we've got that news. Again, I just mentioned this, but I want to get your take specifically on the Russia situation and the Ukraine situation. Where do you think that's going? How do you think we fix this and de-escalate it? Because stage one is, say, they want a new Marshall Plan to prop up Ukraine after they overthrow it and destabilize it as a new banker bailout in Europe by another name. And then it's also meant to destabilize Russia, put missiles on their borders, start a new Cold War. What do you think about that? I want to hear from military personnel, because when this all started in the last 3 months, we said, you know, Russia would take those areas on their border. Then they would send in Ukrainians against them, pro-West Ukrainians, pro-Soros Ukrainians, and that would then escalate. The Russians would start fighting back. And then if the West got heavily involved with military action or advisors, the Russians may start launching attacks with their regular military. And then all hell is going to break loose. So this is a very volatile situation. This is not Iraq or Libya, where the controlled U.S., the occupied U.S. with the collaborators, goes into some third world country and puts al-Qaeda on the ground and murders everybody. And then the public's so dumb and disconnected from reality, you know, they think that the government's fighting al-Qaeda. This is the Russians, despite all their problems. They're a sophisticated civilization, have a lot of high-tech weapons, and will tend to fight back, which I know is the arch crime, according to George Soros. Folks didn't fight back too much when he was in Romania running the Nazi squads to hunt down Jews and steal their goods. That's why he gets ADL awards. If you're against that type of thing, you get attacked by the ADL. I'm not even joking when I say that. It's so bizarre how sick the society is. And now Soros is backing Nazis again. The main group leading the Ukrainian opposition to the Russians is a ultra-national socialistic, our media calls them right-wing, Nazis, including the vice president, and it's not even in our news. It's just, I saw a CNN article the other day about why the West is trolling al-Qaeda, and the articles, we're working with them because, you know, it's best to talk to them, and yeah, we're using them against Syria because, you know, they're kind of nice guys now. Soon it'll be, you're a traitor for not supporting al-Qaeda, Jones. You piece of trash. What's next? You're not going to support the communist Chinese? What type of American are you, you filthy Texan? What, you don't like the attack dogs and tasering men, women, and innocents out at the BLM? You don't like free speech zones? What type of sick freak are you? We're going to give the number out and take your calls. The
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy or your business income reduction is keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. And my name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-493-4653 24 hours and leave your information, I'll send the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-493-4653 24 hours and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-493-4653. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-493-4653.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, antibiotic-resistant MRSA superbug spreads into homes. We're going to be getting into that report. Fire hoses are turned on Obama supporters. NBC News is reporting. The Dutch have scrambled fighter jets after Russian bombers have approached their airspace, AP reports. Putin is moving more troops up against the Ukrainian border as the Pentagon deploys troops to thwart Russia. According to the Pentagon, moving them into Poland and other areas, as the CIA and mercenaries help run attacks against Russian-held areas inside eastern Ukraine. This is an incredible escalation. Coming up, I want to get into Pentagon plans to replace flight crews with full-time robots. That's the Washington Times. China challenging Obama's Asia pivot with rapid military buildup. An incredible story that I want to cover some in the next hour with the Hagmans from the Homeland Security Report when they come on with us. Benghazi attack could have been prevented if U.S. hadn't switched sides in the war on terror and allowed $500 million in weapons to be given to al-Qaeda militants, reveals damning new report. That's the Daily Mail. I know you've heard that a lot here, but now this is in big mainline publications. And a video and audio we're going to play. TSA's back at it, groping your two-year-old babies. And at the bottom of the hour, after we take some phone calls, Brian Singer sex abuse. Accuser names three more Hollywood bigwigs in lawsuit. John Bowne filed a report called Triple X X-Men for the Nightly News last night. I want to air that here and give you my take on this situation. And again, some of the big Hollywood people that have gone public saying this have contacted our office 3 years ago, 2 years ago, but they didn't have proof. And I'm not going to break allegations if there's not proof. The police, though, won't do their job. That's coming out, the FBI and others. So that's why it's hard to vet all this. But when you find out that these guys are friends with admitted convicted pedophiles, it starts looking real bad. Starts looking real bad. And, you know, I've been at big Hollywood parties and things. That's why I've been out there in years, and I won't go out there probably ever unless I've got to be in some big, you know, TV show or something I think's worthwhile. But, I mean, you'd be at big parties, and somebody's like, that guy's a total creep. And like, what do you mean? Just, oh, man, he's, you know, and that guy likes kids, and that guy likes kids. And I'm like, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this. And that's why I won't get anywhere near there, folks. And it's sick. And then you look at all the British ministers getting caught. There's a reason all this is coming out now, though, folks. I believe, not the people bringing it out, I think they're good, but the reason it's being brought out right now is to blackmail and keep Hollywood on a short leash. That's why they get these people to compromise themselves, Bohemian Grove, you name it. And the Jimmy Savile in England, you know, David Icke was naming names 10 years ago on my show, and I said, do not name names. Because even though the guy looked like the archetype of a pedophile, the archetype of a disgusting degenerate, you know, David Icke was saying they were bringing kids into the Prime Minister's office to slit their throats, and then now it's all coming out. So I'm going to cover that at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll continue with your calls. The toll-free number to join us on the issue of Russia. I want to hear from military, former military, current military, or Ukrainians, Poles, Germans, Russians. I want to hear from active duty, retired, contractors that have worked and lived in Ukraine. Now that the Russian foreign minister is saying, if you attack any Russian-held cities that we say are ours in eastern Ukraine, we're going to respond to military action in Europe, just like we did in South Ossetia. They rolled mobile ICBMs in, and he went on television with the chairman of their joint chiefs and said, we're going to start targeting NATO bases with nukes in 1 hour. Pull back. And NATO pulled back. I mean, this is crazy. And I'm not on the Russian side. I'm not on the George Soros side. I have nothing against the Western Ukrainians that have big beefs with Russia, or the Russian Ukrainians who have big beefs with the Western groups. I'm not in the middle of this tribal warfare. I don't have any Ukrainian blood in me. I'd be happy to. They're really good-looking people. The point is that I just look at it objectively and geopolitically and say, is it a good idea to stir up this hornet's nest? And who stands to gain? Who's at the middle of it? George frickin' Soros again. The same guy who wants my guns. The same guy funding Media Matters that wants to shut down my free speech. The same guy who was a Nazi collaborator so he gets ADL awards. I mean, I'm sick of the ADL. I'm sick of George Soros. I'm sick of authoritarians masquerading as humanitarians. The Southern Poverty Law Center, all of it. I want justice for Israel. I want justice for England, for Mexico, for South Africa, for everybody. I just want freedom. I'm sick of the crisis state. I'm sick of globalists stirring up garbage and playing both sides off against each other. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of you people creating nanotech and GMO, ruining the biosphere on record, creating all sorts of crises, and then posing as environmental saviors. I'm sick of you. I want a future. I want justice. I'm sick of you saying how good you are all day when you're so horrible. You want to teach American kids 2 + 2 = 5. I mean, you people are horrible, and you've gotten away with everything. You went for it all. You got it all. And now you want to make sure we're all poor so you can feel sleep at night knowing we're poor and in the ditch because you want us miserable. You are scum. Now, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. But I said I'd do this yesterday. I never did it. I played a compilation of some of the clips, the 15 minutes. I want to play 5 minutes of the intro of the demonization of liberty movement on MSNBC, where they call us insurgents, terrorists, you name it. demonize there's even a press. Because remember, we now have all these Clinton documents where in 93 they were trying to shut down the Western Journalism Center and media bypass. They are authoritarians. They said, we can't have Americans having alternative information. Now, is that liberal? No, it's authoritarian. And some of the best people in this country are liberals who really mean well. Just like some of the best people in this country are conservatives who mean well, and you're led by two evil parties. It's time to support the Bill of Rights, not a party name. Let's go to the first 5 minutes of the report, because it's some of the most incendiary rhetoric ever out of the White House run MSNBC.
Good evening from New York. I'm Chris Hayes. The standoff between Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and the federal government is not over yet. Bundy still refuses to pay the $1 million.
You ran everybody out of business with those fees.
The federal government, and now, after an aborted attempt by the Bureau of
Federal judge ruled it was designed to bankrupt everyone.
Bundy tells conspiracy theorist and radio host Alex Jones,
anyone that questions them
looking for a civil war,
is a conspiracy theorist.
He is, quote, not in a negotiating mood.
We're not going to negotiate with big government. We're not going to negotiate with BLM. We're only going to back up and strengthen our county sheriff and hope he does his job.
Keep in mind, the county sheriff's job, according to Cliven Bundy, involves disarming federal agents.
Yeah, they never let feds
Friday,
in before, 20 years ago.
An interview with Nevada State Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore, who was attending a celebratory barbecue near the Bundy Ranch, and who came on this show to express her solidarity with the Cliven Bundy family and his armed supporters. Do you recognize the authority of the federal government?
Recognize the authority that they believe that they have. I just question it. Don't come here with guns and expect the American people not to fire back.
Well, it might not surprise you to hear that kind of talk from an about.
It's not fair. We come and taser people and point guns and say we're going to kill them and beat people up and put them in free speech pens for no reason and act like goons in North Korea. And they're saying they might stand up against us. That's not right. We're supposed to be able to do like we did in Russia and just walk around kicking everybody's brains out while they sit in the fetal position. This isn't fair. Why, I was trained by the CIA, like Rachel Maddow and Anderson Cooper, to run game on the slaves. But they're not listening to me. I'm a chicken-necked little coward. That's why I joined the CIA, he says. Let's go back to him.
A state legislator you probably never heard of until Friday night. It's something of a game-changer when Nevada Republican United States Senator starts chiming in.
That's right.
What Senator Reid may call domestic terrorists, I call patriots.
Nevada's Republican Senator Dean Heller believes the Bundy Ranch supporters are patriots. He's talking about the hundreds of militia members and states' rights activists who stood with Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and against the federal government. Heller says these men and women are patriots. So does the website InfoWars, a paranoid online haven run by Alex Jones. Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist whose stories often make their way from his website InfoWars, where on any day you can find headlines about vaccines, mass fluoridation, and the 9/11 cover-up, into the so-called mainstream GOP establishment. Alex Jones was a champion of Cliven Bundy from the very beginning.
Because he's saying he'll do whatever he has to not be, have his grazing rights stolen.
Notice they're
playing cuckoo bird music.
Elevated the story, and it made its way onto Fox News' airwaves. Next thing you know, so-called mainstream Republicans are calling people like this patriots.
What Senator Reid may call domestic terrorists, I call patriots.
But the Alex Jonesification of the GOP is much bigger than the Bundy Ranch. Take Greg Brannon, Tea Party Republican candidate Senate in North Carolina.
Look, the whole thing's up on InfoWars.com. We're sick of being pushed around. We're sick of being treated like slaves. We don't want to live in North Korea. We do not want to live in Uganda. I mean, that's what all this looks like. You ran everybody off. Federal Judge Jones ruled last year the BLM's own goal, and this has come out in their memos, is to destroy all the ranchers. They want everyone off the property. And then they've got Rory Reid, whose law firm represents the Chinese company, go on TV and go, I want to be clear, we're not involved with any Chinese company for this land with Bundy for solar farms. No, you want it as an environmental easement listed in the BLM documents. That's why you want to run everybody off Nevada land. So you and your companies can be given it. They were basically given the land that was worth, in a report I saw on AP, 50-something million for $3 million. so you and your pig-like family can own and run everything, you scumbag. And so you had a bunch of armed goons come out and point guns at people, and a bunch of Americans that are fed up showed up with guns and said, you want a revolution? Let's get it started right now.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it's in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Listeners of GCN know governments and identity thieves around the world are illegally spying on our digital data. This puts you at risk of financial loss or potential targeting because of your political affiliation or spiritual beliefs. But now there's a new, free, and easy way to protect yourself. Regain your privacy and security now with Unseen. Unseen is a free digital communication service that offers email, chat, audio, and video calling, plus cloud storage. All secured with unparalleled encryption and is hosted in Iceland, where your data is protected by some of the strongest privacy laws in the world. For a limited time, GCN listeners get a 20% discount when upgrading to Unseen's premium service, which offers more storage and even greater security. Plus, get huge discounts when you buy multiple premium accounts. Perfect for your family, Bible study, political action group, or business. This isn't just your average radio ad. This is a call to action. You now have the power at your fingertips to stop Big Brother in his tracks. So why wait? Go to unseennow.com and take action today. That's unseennow.com.
F-16s confronted Russian nuke bombers today as U.S. troops began massing in the region. That's what we're taking your phone calls on right now. Coming up at about 40 after, I'll get into the latest pedophile scandal in Hollywood and then continue with your calls. But I'm going to tie that into the TSA. Right now, we're going to your phone calls, Robert, Woody, Dallas, Diane, and others. Roberts, U.S. Air Force active, wants to comment on the Russia situation, calling in from Tennessee. What's your take on this, and what's the take generally of your colleagues in the armed services, sir?
Oh, I'd rather not speak on the behalf of that, but I will say I've never seen such a complete, utter brainwashing take place in my lifetime. It's every other person I see is not capable of profound or abstract thinking, and it's just frightening to see what's taking place. You know, the First Amendment, the right to due process, the right to search and seizure, every U.S. Constitution amendment is being stripped right before our eyes, and what is it going to take to wake people up?
Well, that's the issue. If we had some wonderful government that was doing good and protecting our rights, and they said Russia was bad, I'd be apt to believe them. But the government just lies on every front. It's illegitimate. And now it's getting ready to start war with Russia. Not a good idea. And I've got friends that are like, Alex, I like your show, but Putin's bad. And we got to do something about him. And it's like this primitive thing that we got to have a war. We got to have a war. And I guess they think it's going to be like blowing up Iraq or something. It'll be something you eat pizza and, you know, watch on television. That's not going to be the case if we get into war with Russia. And we're bankrupt. Go ahead. What's your take on the Russia situation?
It's very profound. I've been in Ukraine and I've traveled there, but to the extent I'm not an expert matter to elaborate on that. I will say that Eastern Ukraine is very pro-Russia, and then of course Western Ukraine is the complete contrary, but I haven't been in the region in about a year and a half, so.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Interesting points about folks being brainwashed. Dallas in Oklahoma is calling, wants to talk about the armed forces and what's happening in Russia, and he's a vet. Give us your take on that.
Well, Alex, I just first would like to thank you for your efforts. We appreciate it here in Oklahoma, and I hope everywhere else. You're a voice for us, for the people, and it's people are waking up. I see it around me. I see it in my own family, and it gives me great hope for things to come. This thing in Russia that we're speaking about is was, of course, started by us, like most things are. Back in 1964, I fought for my country back in Vietnam and, you know, learned a lot of things there and have since. And have followed all the things that have happened, the Oklahoma City bombing and everything in between, and got the facts and not the the lies. But I guess the main thing I wanted to call about today is to thank you for keep putting this out there for the people, because it's so important. What you do is so important. And I want to thank you for it. And there are people like me out here who are listening daily, and we subscribe to your products, and we try to help as we can. We're just simple people who do the best we can and try to help as we can. But the government still knows, I think, that we're out there. And when this thing comes down, we'll be there. One thing I would like to ask you, Alex, about is that I feel it's coming. I'm afraid. I hope not. And I pray daily because the Lord's the one who can save this country. But I would like to know if there's some way that you and John McAfee, somebody like that, could be some way where when they do cut this thing off, to where we can still get a hold of you, where we can still stay in touch with each other.
Well, we've talked a lot about alternative communications. I'm on WWCR, Global Shortwave. We can do a phone line to them. I've already covered every angle of what the globalists are up to. People should archive on hard drives everything we have. They should have CD burner backups. If the globalists stage a false flag and shut the internet off, people don't need to wait. They need to all do printups pointing out that it's a staged event, pointing out that giving up our liberty isn't the answer, and post them like the French Resistance everywhere and just resist the enemy, the literal collaborator foreign banking cartel takeover. They want us to be distracted by the Russians and people, while the globalists have done everything they can to shut this country down. But you're absolutely right. They know we're beating them peacefully politically. And there is a huge awakening happening. They're not going to let that happen. They're going to stage stuff, paint us as the terrorist. That's why I'm very glad that the shooting war didn't start in the Bundy situation. But at the same time, we were clearly in the right there. So if it's going to start, let it start somewhere real and not some stage deal like an Oklahoma City Part 2. God bless you, sir. Appreciate your call. But I don't deserve the credit. We're just fighting for freedom.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tigerlite is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tigerlite with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I pinch myself every day at how real the New World Order is and how incredibly evil it is. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, with the InfoWars Nightly News that's condensed, professional, and focused with myself and the rest of the great team. Speaking of the Nightly News, we're going to play a special report that John Bound put together yesterday that aired on the Nightly News coming up at 40 after, and I'm going to dovetail it with some of the surrounding corollary news reports. Dealing with the pedophile rings and the people getting killed trying to expose it. But let's go quickly to your phone calls right now as U.S. troops begin massing in areas all around the Russian-controlled areas of eastern Ukraine. They're massing in Poland. In Ukraine, they're using mercenaries, CIA, that's now confirmed. They're having firefights, the Western Ukrainians are approaching Russian-held areas and opening fire on them on a daily basis. And the Russians, foreign ministers come out and said that, we played it last hour, video's up on Infowars.com. He said in English, if attacks continue on Russian-held areas, Russia will respond militarily, as we did in South Ossetia, and that will be a full invasion, and then rolling ICBMs on mobile launchers in, and he said, we'll respond as we did in South Ossetia. They responded there by rolling the missiles in and saying, we are targeting NATO bases with thermal nuclear weapons. So it's a horrible situation, and I just don't want to see it happen. It's like getting two tough guys, you know, out in the street ready to kill each other. What's the point? And there's a little gremlin, the globalist, playing both sides off against each other. How stupid do we have to be? How many times do we have to play into this? Do we have to have a civil war with the feds geared up and dressed up like the army, ready for war with us? So the globalists can sit back and watch us tear the country apart? Only way they're going to have this socialist conversion of the country. Do we have to do this? Let's go to your phone calls. Woody in Washington, retired police and military family, your take on this.
Hi, Alex. Well, I have three different angles that I'm looking at this. The first angle is historical. Fact, we've had two world wars. In each war, the seeds were laid before the wars broke out. And I particularly have to say, you're having Joel Skousen on your show several times and listening to what he talked about on how the World War III scenario would unfold is pretty accurate. And I think if you take a historical perspective, now I'm old enough to remember what the Cuban Missile Crisis was like. I was 7 years old, and I remember everybody talking about we're all going to die, the Russians are going to bomb us, and nuclear bombs are going to destroy cities and everything. And imagine if we had who we have now, president, instead of John F. Kennedy. What do you think would have happened?
Well, he blocked the Joint Chiefs, has been declassified, fired LLM, sir, called the Russians and said, look, there's about to be a military coup. If you don't back off, they're going to nuke you. We'll pull our secret nukes out of Turkey. Back off now. And the Russians didn't want nuclear war, as evil as their government was. They backed off. The CIA called it treason and blew Kennedy's head off.
That pretty well sums it up. So we need to be mustering the same type of willpower that we did to stop the Syria situation from going to a shooting war. We need to be doing that right now. We all need to be pulling our phones out of our back pockets and calling up our senators and our congressmen and demanding that we not be escalating the situation, that we get out of the Ukraine like Ron Paul said.
I agree. And the Russians need to show major restraint as well. Overall, they've been showing it, and now the CIA is launching these paramilitary attacks on Russian-controlled police stations and things, just like they did in South Ossetia, and Lavrov came out today and said, basically, if that continues, we're going to attack you. So it's just total insanity, and I appreciate your call. Great points. Diane in Texas, you're on the air, a reporter, whistleblower on military and Ukraine, you say. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi, Alex. What I have to report on is I've been trying to get a hold of you since I literally had to flee out of Las Vegas for my life because I was all set to expose them on live TV, the city council, and their part in supplanting these unmarked military bases that are up there in Las Vegas.
Well, my issue is if somebody threatened me, I would just lock and load. I've been threatened thousands of times, no exaggeration, hundreds of real threats. Why did you leave Las Vegas when someone threatened you?
Because they had six cars that were like federal. They had federal numbers on the front, no license plate in the back.
So I've been threatened by the feds.
Well, I was disguised myself to see if they were going to, if they had.
Well, I'll tell you what you should do. You should write this up in an email. I sent it to showtips@infowars.com with the proof of the bases or whatever you've got. And my reporters will look at it. If they think there's anything there, they will call you back. You know, there's so many federal cars and everything nowadays, or, you know, it could be meter maids or something. I'm not saying you're paranoid, but, you know, you were about to expose all this stuff and you think people were coming after you. The wicked flee when none pursue. And so many activists won't get involved because they're so scared to death. We outnumber the bad guys. Most feds are not evil people. They have corrupt units and things, but my God, they haven't taken me out yet. I don't think they're going to take you out for exposing corruption. So what we need is to have courage. Look, talk about taking people out. I'm going to cover it right now. I appreciate your call, Diane. Now, I want to get into a report that John Bound filed for the InfoWars Nightly News. There is weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain or Montana time. I want to get into this, and I want people to understand that before I air his three-minute report, I want to just give you a small smattering off the top of my head during a segment earlier, during a break, just to back up the rest of the story. In about 2 minutes, I told them to pull these articles. This is what I pulled in 2 minutes off the top of my head, just to add some other pieces here, so we're not talking about this in a vacuum. The number one thing that cements the globalists together when you get to the bottom line is pedophilia. I have seen no exaggeration in 19 years on air. Thousands of news articles out of the Sunday Times of London and Le Figaro of France and Der Spiegel, where there'll be huge riots in different European countries, sometimes 2 million people on the streets in places like Denmark. I mean, if you look up the famous cases, where they'll find little kids in dungeons, a bunch of them dead, some of them alive, run by the national judges and the national police chief with snuff films. And the Washington Times exposed the Finders case run by the CIA in D.C. with satellite uplinks and all the snuff films and dead little kids. And the FBI came in and shut that down. First, the FBI exposed it because they caught a van full of kids being transported to Florida. The FBI raided it, and then the CIA came in with the FBI higher levels and shut it down. I mean, this was in the Washington Times. I interviewed the FBI agents involved, folks, that were in there. They said it was just unbelievable. And then they were under national security block from releasing. All they could talk about is what was first in the news. So when I see a story about pedophilia in Hollywood, dealing with 10, 12, 14-year-old boys, that's bad, that's terrible, that's horrible, on the casting couch. And that's why I won't allow my children to be involved in acting or show business. It's just a horribly nasty, evil culture, on average. But when we start talking about all this breaking with Brian Singer accuser names three more Hollywood insiders in new sex abuse case. You know, the former head of Disney, the list goes on and on. We're about to go over all that in a moment and name names of who's alleged to be a pedophile and who's been admitted to be a pedophile. The thing is, these guys associate with known pedophiles. And you look at Jimmy Savile and the rest of them and all the deaths surrounding him and the royal family. I'm going to cover some of that and then get to John Bound's article. The point is, it's not just children. I remember in 2008, an article in the Sunday Times of London about Burgundy, France, and a national park castle. It was a Rothschild former castle where women escaped from a dungeon who looked like concentration camp victims, went to the local regional police office. They raided it, found all the dead women and other women in cages at the castle. People ought to look this up. I'm just telling you just a few of the hundreds of cases of literally thousands of articles, and then it got declared national security and shut down. I mean, when you see movies like Hostel and all this, that's what the globalists are really doing, folks. They've got trillions of dollars stolen. They were into evil and psychopathic and have no qualms about killing a million-plus Iraqis just to get their oil and for weapon sales, or destroying Libya for al-Qaeda, or destroying Syria and destabilizing the whole country. It's not that they don't have qualms. They enjoy it. So you have to understand, the entire system is filled with scum. And it runs from yes men and people that just serve authority who are stupid to mercenaries, control freaks, sickos, sadists, right up at the top, pedophiles, psychopaths, mass murderer types, until you reach the very top, and they are absolute worshipers of total death and destruction, nihilists who want planetary extinction, when you read their poetry and writings. I mean, the very top is just like the entity from the fifth element that just, you know, is working through Zorg and just wants to come destroy the Earth. I mean, basically, that movie's telling you something. And all you Zorg wannabes need to understand, what you're opening the gates to will destroy everything if it has its way. Now, I want to be clear. I always feel like I'm not doing something justice, because to come on the air and say pedophile rings run the planet sounds pretty wild, but you notice it just keeps continuing to come out. And they infiltrate every institution, the Catholic Church, Penn State. Of course, it turns out a bunch of the faculty was involved in a cover-up. You don't think Sandusky was raping little kids in there in broad daylight at noon on a Saturday, and it wasn't authorized. Sandusky, through his charity, was supplying small children who were troubled so they could deny they had problems to the elite. You notice a bunch of Homeland Security people are involved. You notice they keep getting busted with little kids. And they'll burn a few just to scare their own people, or they'll burn innocent people occasionally. This is how they operate. Most of the Pentagon's had child porn loaded on its computers, and they tell people, just do what you're told, you won't get in trouble. But I didn't. Well, look at the porn. Doesn't matter. We could jail you if you don't do what you are told. I was told 15 years ago by former CIA commander and former senator John DeCamp that Penn State and the Boys Town was a pedophile ring. It later all came out. In fact, let's get Senator John DeCamp back on, who exposed the Franklin cover-up. My point is that I'm an expert on this. And I can tell you DynCorp runs child kidnapping worldwide. It's come out in Congress. And I was death threatened when I was first breaking this 8 years ago. Very serious death threats. They were giving me stuff on the phone and in parking lots threatening me that they would only know if I was under surveillance. And they said, we're going to kill you if you don't shut up. Well, I doubled down. DynCorp is the biggest CPS contractors in the country. They run most of CPS in Texas. Private contractors. That's a fact. Look it up. So let me just show you a snapshot of what I had them print during a three-minute break earlier in the hour. I threw off some names, said, pull it up. They pulled up what I said. This is just a small smattering. We're going to skip the network break. It's too important. Stuart Hall's sentence for sex attacks on girls is doubled to 30 months. Court of Appeals rules former BBC broadcaster's original 15-month jail term was inadequate. Reportedly raping hundreds of girls. Named by David Icke, who worked at the BBC more than a decade ago. Let's continue. Experts, pedophiles in Hollywood, even bigger problem than in Corey Feldman's day. Corey Feldman's gone public. His friend was reportedly killed. We've been contacted by Corey Feldman before his book even came out. And we talked to him, and I just said, look, bring your book out, then I might have you on. And it's just because I'm not doubting you. It's just that I've got huge issues to cover, and I can't get destroyed for something that I can't prove. Well, now he's come out, and nobody sued him over it, so we're ready to have Feldman on. In fact, contact him. He contacted us 2 years ago. Let's get him on if he wants to come on. Peaches Geldof faces police investigation after naming moms who allegedly offered babies for pedophile rocker. Well, now there's been convictions. It's turned out it was true. What happened to her? Peaches Geldof dead. Post-mortem set for today. An unexplained and sudden death. Go public, you die. She had a soul, though. She's with God now. You better believe it, folks. Now enter Brian Singer, sex abuse accuser, names three more Hollywood bigwigs in lawsuits. You look at the players, you look at their whole history. Yeah, I look at this guy's testimony. I believe he's telling the truth. But I can't prove that. It's still alleged. Except for some of the people connected are convicted pedos. You take one look at them, they got that look in their eye. Now, before I get into that, look at this right here. You've got celebrity arrest could soar after horrified police discover Jimmy Savile's secret lair at Record Shop, a secret dungeon behind a fake wall. Then they convicted his butler with this, his driver, who then turned up dead, but he was set to testify against him. Look at this, against others. Savelle's convicted pedophile BBC driver found dead on day he was due to stand trial for sex crimes uncovered. See all the deaths? I could keep going. I could keep going. See, here's the problem with covering any issue. People think, oh, that's just your opinion. Pedophile rings run things. They've continued to find dead babies of children. Dead babies and children in and around Sonoma County at Bohemian Grove. You know, I was there 2 years ago with the History Channel and Metzler's Decoder, I think it's called. I was on a couple episodes. I only watched one of them. I'm on a whole bunch of those shows. I don't watch hardly any of them. And we're in a theater during the day, and they've got the plastic original Alien, one of five, from the movie Alien, 1977 or whatever, 78, and then that's in there, and the place is really dark, it's a horrible vibe, and the people that are working there go, we're lawyers for the locals, and we know who you are, and I'm in there, you know, with the Grove leadership, and I think you're the problem. And I told them, I said, we're supposed to infiltrate today? They already know everything. They're going to come after us. I said, you're in a major nest here. I go, look at all the satanic stuff in here. I go, look at how they're looking at me. They are mad you're in here interviewing me. We won't even talk about how we're about to infiltrate. And the director was wearing a CIA hat and messing with me the whole time. And then we go down the river to infiltrate. And they were waiting for us when we got there. And they all got arrested. And I said, I'm not going to jail. I jumped in the river, got out of the kayak, swam underneath when the police cars were on the other side, holding my cell phone up the whole time so I could call Aaron Dykes to come pick me up on the side of the highway. So, you know, I got away. I didn't go to your stinking jail. Anyways, long story short, then they made them basically whitewash the whole piece so they wouldn't charge them with trespassing. And I think that was all staged. We were led right into it. The point is that it sounds crazy what I was describing. It was a really dark place, man. And most of the town is operating for them. They're in Sonoma. They're on the Russian River. And it's the same deal. And little kids get found dead all the time around there. Some famous cases with Paula Kloss and others. And then you get the reports out of the Franklin cover-up of the snuff films. I just can't handle it. And you need to understand, folks, we're dealing with pure evil here. And basically, when you're in the town right outside the Bohemian Grove there in Monterio, it's like you're in the little town below Dracula's castle. But they've all been bitten, or most of them have. I mean, I had a fire department, this is on video, in an expanded Bohemian Grove Order of Death we put out. If you get the DVD at Infowars.com, it has both the original film and the new one on it. And you see the fire department, they find out who we are, and they bow up. And it's the same deal. I mean, you're in a restaurant, they go, you're Alex Jones. They go, we don't like you, we're not serving you, get out of here. And we're like, well, our camera's in the car, and I should have just confronted them. I mean, if you go to that town, they work for the castle up on the hill, and they know it. And nobody wants to talk about the dead kids. Nobody wants to talk about the satanic rituals. Nobody wants to talk about it. And then people make jokes about it and go, oh, there's nothing going on there. Well, yeah, during the 2 weeks that it officially goes on, most of the people there aren't devil worshippers or pedophiles, but they get all the actors and directors and the people they're into to come there, and they ship in male prostitutes and top gay porn stars. That's in the news. Watch my films, and they do, you know, have gay sex there, and that's just the intro into it, though. And then they break off and go to other camps in the area. And so that's the gateway into this whole situation. And anybody that tries to expose it ends up dead. And this is how this pedophile cult of devil worshipers, they're not just pedophiles, they're usually devil worshipers. It's come out Savelle was and others with secret dungeons. And they think this country is theirs. And not all the CPS, most social workers are actually good people. I've run into the people that help old folks and others, or social workers that help teenagers are usually pretty nice. But statistically, and criminology handbooks will admit this if you take criminology, people that try to work around kids have the highest instance of being pedos because they're then in the system and know how to cover it up. Truancy officers, CPS, you name it. These are the people statistically, the ones that are in control of the kids, you got to watch. Now let's go to John Bowne's report, then we'll come back with your calls, Bob and Xander and Bob and Kylene and others. And then we've got the Northeast Intelligence Network coming on with some very important intel. But right now, here is John Bowne's report. This is the type of reports you see back-to-back every night, 7 o'clock Central, at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member, support the hardcore journalism here. Now, here's his report just on the Hollywood situation. Here it is.
Four powerful Hollywood moguls were accused of committing the sexual abuse of teenage boys in 1999. They include X-Men director Bryan Singer, former president of BBC Worldwide America and former head of programming for Fox, NBC, and the WB, Garth Ancier, Gary Goddard, the head of a Los Angeles design group, and former president of Disney TV, David Newman. Mr. Newman previously worked with the ringleader of the perversion, Mark Collins Rector. Mr. Rector is a registered sex offender that pled guilty in 2004 to luring minors across state lines for sexual acts. The accuser is Michael Egan, now 31 years old. He claims that when he was a teenager, he was given money and threatened to keep quiet about the events that took place in Hawaii and Los Angeles, or he would be eliminated along with his family. However, Mr. Egan claims to have reported it to the police and subsequently the FBI in the year 2000, but no action was taken. Mr. Egan's lawyer, Jeff Herman, has until April 24th, 2014, to file additional charges against additional alleged perps in the state of Hawaii. Thursday, April 24th, is the cutoff date for past sexual abuse cases to be filed under a two-year window. All of the sordid details will be coming out in a documentary by Oscar-nominated director Amy Berg, nominated for Deliver Us From Evil, her expose on sexual abuse in the Catholic Church. The accusations have sent a shockwave of regret through Hollywood, as bigger names may be revealed for what they truly are. Sexual abuse of minors by Hollywood big shots is nothing new. The two Coreys, Feldman and Haim, recounted how they were abused by executives. Corey Feldman says it led to Corey Haim's untimely death. Well-known actor Jeffrey Jones was arrested for possession of child pornography and accused of soliciting a 14-year-old boy to pose for pornographic photographs. Oscar-winning director Roman Polanski was hunted for years for the rape of a 13-year-old girl, eventually ending up doing time in a Swiss prison. The perversion in the British entertainment industry is just as flagrant. BBC presenter Stuart Hall was jailed in 2013 for 14 counts of indecent assault against girls as young as 9. BBC radio personality Freddie Zapp was accused of sexual assault of a female. And of course, we all know of Jimmy Savile's unrelenting abuse of minors that spiraled out of control for years while authorities looked the other way. There are 1 million children exploited every year in the global sex trade, a $32 billion industry that has ties to the highest levels of government. The time has come to reclaim our dignity from the sick, elitist cancer that is rotting the very core of humanity.
That's John Bowne's report from InfoWars Nightly News last night. If you are not a PrisonPlanet.tv member and are not supporting true, independent, hardcore, liberty-based media, you're insane. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Share your membership with up to 11 people. Get involved.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide.
worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. For a limited time, use the promo code WATER15 and get 15% off on all ProPure systems at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption.